The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not a smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps something that Jesus faced and lived with and was challenged by 2,000 years ago was the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. In salvation history, Moses was given 10 commandments, the law by which God's people were to live. It was the scribes and Pharisees. It was men who added to those laws and made 613 laws as to how we should live. It was amazing how those laws were then used. The law was used to make out that Jesus was a lawbreaker. And if he could be depicted as a lawbreaker, and if you could get an angry mob to suggest and agree, yes, he's a lawbreaker, then of course the Roman officials agreed and had no difficulty nailing him to a tree. Jesus always worked not by the letter of the law that said that the woman who committed adultery could be stoned to death, but worked with the spirit of the law, that those without sin should be those the first to be condemned. And there's a difference often by the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Perhaps in Minnesota 2 weeks ago, the letter of the law suggested that a police officer could use that hold to detain somebody. But surely the spirit of the law would suggest that you don't let someone die. Over the last few days, and I'm guessing over the coming weeks and months, our attention has been drawn to the law and how the law has come about. If certain laws in this country or in any country around the world deny somebody an education, then that law in turn denies them the right to vote. If we can depict all immigrants as criminals, then they can be denied their human rights. If people are denied an education, they may be kept from working. If they infringe the law in order to provide for themselves, they can be arrested for minor infractions. They can have a criminal record, which can deny them education, housing, social welfare, and other rights. We have to be careful in how our laws are drawn up and how our laws are placed in action. I suppose the question now, not just in America but around the world, is who was sitting at the table when the laws were written? When it was decided the laws of our land, who was sitting at the table that day? Perhaps I could be even braver and say, in our dioceses and in our parishes, who sits at the table when the laws and rules and regulations are drawn up? Today, Jesus said he didn't come to abolish the law. He didn't come to abolish the Ten Commandments, and reiterated we must live our lives by those laws. But we also know Jesus died on the cross to fulfill the law. Today, as we gather in his presence, we ask the Lord to guide and help us through these days. We ask the Lord to help us bring and live in a just society. That the Lord would guide those and help us through what are difficult days, not just for this country, but for our world, as the world is called to reflect on these issues that the death of George Floyd has brought up. We ask the Lord's guidance and help.